Everyday PM Podcast, the podcast where we discuss project management principles for your everyday life. My name is Ann Campia, and I'm a certified project/program manager with a decade of experience working for healthcare, retail, consumer goods, and tech industries. I'm so excited to have you all join us for this week's topic on goal setting. I think with the new year kicking in, people have goals fresh on their minds of what they want to accomplish this year and exactly how do you do that? How do you go about setting your goals for the year? We are going to talk about it. And today I have a very special guest, probably the most ambitious person I know, one of the best project managers I know. And she is also a part of Yellow Brick Consulting. And you may have seen or heard Christina on previous installments of the podcast. Christina, welcome back to the podcast. For those who have not met you yet, please take a moment to introduce yourself.
Well, thank you for having me, Anne. Happy holidays. My name is Christina Olavidia. As Anne said, I am the Director of Business Operations and Communications at Yellow Brick Consulting. I have been a project manager for 8 years now, working in the healthcare construction segment, really focusing on operationalizing new healthcare facilities. I'm really excited to be back and to jump into this conversation about goal setting.
So we wanted to talk about this, and Christina, you brought this up, and I thought, what perfect timing to do it then as we kick off a new year. People think about a new year, they want a fresh start, they want to understand what are they driving towards for this year, you know, and that could be in your personal or professional lives as well. So as we leave another year behind us with 2021, and we're waving goodbye to it, and we're welcoming in 2022, let's talk about goal setting, what it is. So why don't we dive in by just talking about what is goal setting for you, Christina? How would you describe it to the audience?
Well, to me, I think it's really important prior to jumping into anything. So a new year, a new project, a new hobby, to really understand what you want to get out of that. Specifically looking at new year goals, whether it be professional or personal, really taking an assessment of what you want to get out, what you have laid out for the year is really important prior to starting it. So I think setting goals in at the end of the year, so 2021, reflecting on maybe new projects you have going on in 2022, new activities you may have in your personal life, and really taking an assessment of what you would like to achieve for that year, that project, that hobby, really makes it more of a reality and really enables you to potentially achieve those goals because you're not making them hastily and you're having them during a reflective moment.
Yeah, and I like that you talk about this idea of reflection. And we do that very often as project managers. We have done several of these podcasts together where we talk about take a second, you know, look back at what you've done and what can be better. It's doing a postmortem on yourself and then essentially running a premortem as you set your goals. So I love that you talk about reflection. And I've actually pulled the formal definition of goal setting just for us to kind of ground the audience on how PMI or the body of knowledge defines it. But goal setting involves the development of an action plan. It's designed in order to motivate and guide a person or group toward a goal. Makes sense, right? If you're working for yourself or for your project. Goals are more deliberate than desires and momentary intentions. So you can have a goal and in your day get so busy that the intention and your desire to accomplish it kind of just you forget about it, right? But goals are more deliberate. You're setting goals for things that you truly want to work towards, chip away at, and try to attain, whether, again, it's in your personal life. Is it losing weight? Is it exercising more? Is it eating healthier? You know, those are the New Year's types of resolutions that we often hear about. Whether you are in your professional lives, is it getting a promotion? Is it working on a larger scale, more complex project? You know, what does that really mean to you? And so when Christina talks about reflection, you should really be thinking about that for yourself, first and foremost for yourself. And then also, how does that play with in your professional setting? Is it something of a value add to your company?
Are you looking to accomplish goals with your team? There's all of those things that you can essentially reflect on and really understand what is important to you. So therefore, setting goals means that a person has committed thought, emotion, and behavior towards attaining that said goal. So we've talked about what goal setting is, Christina. Let's talk about why we should goal set. I know you touched on it briefly, but why do you look to goal set even for yourself?
I think you touched on it even in the definition, but like to set a goal to me means if I put something on paper, I'm going to do it. It's my personality. It's almost making a deal with yourself. If I do this, if I put it on paper and I say I'm going to do it, now I'm accountable for holding myself to that. I think it's very important when setting goals. I think you just put some excellent examples out there. New Year's resolutions are what that time we create lofty plans for ourselves. And sometimes we don't achieve them because we didn't reflect. We didn't make them something that was measurable, something that was actually attainable for us to achieve. So taking the time to create goals that are actually meaningful for your life, that maybe start small and grow bigger as we chip away at them, really helps us achieve our purpose. And I hate to be so deep in that, but if we're working towards being better in ourselves, both personally and professionally, goals really enable us to get there, and ultimately achieve what we were meant to do, here on Earth.
Oh, yeah. Hey, purposeful, meaningful work. We want that output, right? When Pembok in the seventh edition, especially, they talk about value. What is your value add? What is your contribution? You should be thinking that deep, Christina. So I'm glad you went there. I mean, we should be doing that reflection of, is the work I do on a day-to-day actually adding value either to my professional growth, my personal growth, however you want to look at it, as well as is it adding any value to the company, to the projects I'm assigned to? What is my value add there? And if the answer to that is you don't know, then maybe that is a goal that you set for yourself, is to really dive deep and understand what is the contribution that you are making against your company's objectives, against their strategic initiatives, etc. If you can't answer that clearly, then there's a gap there. And there's essentially maybe another goal or another project that you can set for yourself, which is clarify my goals. It could be that you've set these goals, but do you really know what the ultimate, kind of contribution or what that purpose or meaning of your work is going towards? So, to Christina's point, it's about setting those specific and measurable goals. I know we've talked about if you've taken any type of metrics course within project management or even outside of project management, your boss may have talked about how to set SMART goals, right? Which SMART is an acronym for goals that are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. All of those things to really truly define what your goals are going to be. And it's interesting that we're talking about goal setting, Christina, only because I'm reading this organizational leadership book. And within the book, there is a chapter about, is it actually smart to set SMART goals? And I know they don't necessarily say it in that way, but what it's alluding to is think about people that you may have worked with who set goals that are SMART, but the number one priority for them is that they are attainable for whatever bonus payout they want to get, whatever, kind of promotion. They set these goals, but they're the low-hanging fruit or they're the easy ones to get. And I'm not calling anybody out. I just know this exists, right? That people want to set goals at their company that they know they can achieve. They can check a box and say, hey, I did it. Where's my promotion or where's my bonus or whatever? And is that really the smart? And really, what I mean by smart is it the smart thing to do for yourself is to set these easy goals. Think about those stretch goals, is where I'm going with this, right? I think it's great that you can set goals that are attainable, but at the same time, is it challenging you? Is it something that you will see growth in at the end of the year or at the end of the project, to where you are essentially climbing up rather than kind of just lingering on that step of the ladder? So think about, is it smart and attainable for what reason, I guess, is where I'm going with it. Is it a value add ultimately for yourself and for the company? So there are different ways that I've kind of investigated on my own of how you can actually make these smart goals for yourself. We talked about reflection, you know, pinpointing what's most important in your life or in your professional life. Set the goal, document it, write it down, understand what your obstacles may be to achieving that goal. Make a plan, just as we would as project managers, right? For any type of project, we create an action plan. How are we going to get there? Set a timeline and commit and block the time for yourself. I think that's a really important one, Christina, for us to talk to pause on, because often we set these goals and they're great goals, but people get so consumed by, oh, I don't know how I'm going to do it. How do I make this manageable so that I feel like it's actually attainable? How do you, Christina, how do you commit and make sure you have time to chip away at those goals that you've set for yourself?
Well, prior to setting goals, I always, again, reflect on what's coming up. So when I'm asked at the end of the year, you know, to do my SMART goals, because we use that SMART goal system within Yellow Brick Consulting, I take a look at what's going on in 2022. That's work in itself. What do I have going on in projects? What can I possibly grow? What gaps exist in our current operations that I can add value to? And then I do create little action plans, do some research prior to just putting something into paper. It's so important to me to set time. I love that Outlook reminds you to set personal time for your goals. I do block out time. You know, Anna and I were talking, I have a certification that I earned last year. Ensuring that I maintain that certification is a goal that I've set personally. So setting time aside and recognizing that the work effort will need to be there and blocking that out so you continue to achieve your goals is so, so important. But again, when you're looking at your goals, Anne made an excellent point. Your goals should be driving you to a better self. So if in 2021, you set a goal that I'm going to be familiar with project management, and all you did was read the PMBOK, maybe this year, go on LinkedIn Learning and take a couple courses. Mm-hmm. So you're not just setting the same goal and it's actually working you towards something better, whether it be a professional certification, a career development course, or it could be something like exercise. I can speak personally to the fact that I was terrible at, my health management. I probably qualify as a workaholic. So I needed that balance. And so I've set time aside every night from 5:30 to 6:30 is my workout time. And again, if I say I'm going to do something, it really helps to have it on my calendar to say, I'm going to work out from this time. So it allows me to be accountable to myself as well. So yeah. I definitely think that is the best practice.
Christina is one of the most badass women I've ever met. And I will say this about her. She really did set that goal. And I have seen her achieve it and then some. And so, it's inspiring to see people who have set goals for themselves like that and are actively working towards it. And watching those people should also help to inspire you to achieve your own goals, hopefully. And I think that brings us to accountability. Christina, you bring up the best part of goals, which is the accountability piece, because knowing who you are, I can see how you yourself could be your own and strongest accountability partner in this whole journey to achieve goals. But there may be other people who the motivation can be there at the beginning of the year, but then, I don't know, a few days later, oh, that bubble's popped, right? Because you were thinking, oh, it's a new year. I'm super motivated to chip away at this. But then things get busy. You can't block out the time that you need to commit to achieving the goal. And then all of a sudden, the goals that you set for yourself fall through the cracks. And that's where getting an accountability partner, whether it is your own motivation, which is amazing if you have that type of self-motivation, or if you have a friend or a spouse or any type of partner who can, a mentor, for example, I know there's a lot of folks that are looking for mentorship. That is one of the great things about having a mentor is you can also seek a mentor to have an accountability partner and somebody who will, you know, and in many ways, if you, depending on the level of aggression or urgency that you want to chip away at those goals, it's for the same reason that people hire personal trainers for their exercise goals. It's somebody who will be there, who will consistently remind you of what you wanted to achieve at the beginning of the year or the beginning of the project, and who will consistently keep you on track on your journey to, again, chip away at that milestone for yourself. And they will also either be, you know, and this is all dependent on the relationship you build with your accountability partner. If your spouse is telling you, hey, you've got to block time and you just fail to listen, then again, that's on you. I think that there's a line you got to draw with even with your accountability partner. You can't get mad at them because, you know, they're just consistently trying to remind you of what you've asked them to do. But for yourself, it's about staying motivated. It's about being reminded of what you want to get out of goal setting and having somebody there who you can just talk to. And it could also be somebody who, if you're feeling in a downward spiral and that you can't get to the goal that you wanted to achieve, your accountability partner can also be that lend a ear person, right? The person who can listen and figure out what is it that I need to do. Maybe I need to change my goal a little bit, but make it something a little bit more achievable and something that I actually see kind of the achieving in the given time frame that I set for myself. So, Christina, do you utilize accountability partners? Are you just that self-motivated person? What is your kind of go-to for accountability?
Well, I think you should certainly use an accountability partner, and it doesn't need to just be one person. It can be, you know, and you're one of my accountability partners just professionally, just having conversations together. Writing down your goals is a first step. Maybe sending those out to a couple people and saying, you know, what do you think about this? Being able to be authentic with whoever that person is. And to your point, not be sensitive if they provide feedback. And it might not be something you want to hear, but it is something you should hear.
Yeah.
You know, these are great goals, but why don't you actually add a time frame to that? Because, you know, you aren't the best person at, you know, fulfilling things in a timely manner. You know, that constructive feedback is so important. I personally worked on speaking for a couple of years ago, having somebody there as a buddy provide feedback and say, you know, Christina, every time you're nervous, you start talking really fast, which is certainly something that I struggle with, or you up talk. And, you know, having that feedback was so important to me as I worked towards my goal. And they used to write down, you know, after I, you know, did a presentation, I would get an email right away of, you know, this is what you said, this is how many times you said the word, et cetera. Having that immediate feedback was so important as I worked on my professional growth as a speaker. Mm-hmm. So I definitely recommend, even if you are extremely motivated, having perspective in your life that is not your own will always make you a stronger and more professional person. And it could be your spouse. It could be your friends. It could be a professional coworker that you know, have in high esteem, et cetera. But certainly make it somebody that you feel like you can have an authentic relationship with and not just somebody that tells you what you want to hear all the time.
I love that. Yeah, absolutely. And so I hope that everyone has that person. If you don't, again, there's a little bit to be said about the beauty of LinkedIn, right? And finding mentorship and partnership through that professional network. So if you can't tap into your own network of people that you're surrounded by, maybe tap into your professional network. And you'd be surprised. There's a lot of people out there who are looking for either mentorship or to have a mentee. So I've gotten tons of people who kind of cold message me about, oh, I'm thinking of doing this. Can we have a conversation? And you'd be surprised. The LinkedIn network is amazing for that very reason. And so, and I would say, you know, even just the project management community within the LinkedIn network would be a great place to try to search for an accountability partner if you don't have one close by. So, Christina, is there any goals that you would want to share with our audience in terms of your either personal or professional goals that you're looking for in 2022?
Certainly. Well, when I was writing my goals, I wear a lot of hats within Yellow Brick Consulting. So not only am I a project manager, but I also drive our communications and business development, specifically when it comes to, social media, et cetera. So next year, inspired by Anne, we are going to be furthering our outreach and taking our communications to a more podcast level. We did videos last year, and next year we have some great interviews lined up with healthcare leaders across the country. Our CEO, Kelly Guzman, will actually be hosting, but I am going to be developing questions, et cetera. So that is one of my goals. So in 2022, we will have that, which is very focused on our niche network. Additionally, I am going to be taking a course on construction management. I do want to understand the operations side. I think it will create a stronger foundation for myself as I work on, healthcare construction projects. So I do want to understand that more building readiness side as I work on the operational readiness side. I think as I, strengthen my relationships with partners across the country, I really feel like I need to understand their side as well when I speak to them, because otherwise I'm just speaking like it's no big deal. And, us as project managers, it's so important to have at least a working knowledge of what our partners do.
Right.
And lastly, as a communications manager, I would like to strengthen our communications management plan that we provide our client partners, specifically setting out communication strategies that they can utilize during change management. We already have a very robust change management plan, but we felt like one of the gaps that we have seen through our couple of our major projects has been that people are unsure of when communication should go out about projects and orientation and training, et cetera. So that is in the works, and it is one of my early goals. So speaking of measurable and timely, I do actually set quarters, sometimes months for my goal, because it really helps to lay out looking at my calendar, et cetera. So lots of stuff in the works. And
amazing.
Then just for my personal goal, I am going to try to go to one networking event a quarter. Anne knows that is something that I sometimes shy away from, despite loving to speak to professionals within the industry. I would like to just be better at maintaining relationships with professional networks. So that is also something I'm working on personally.
Incredible. I love it. I
Ooh, Anne,
I have really not thought about my goal. No, I'm just kidding. I haven't thought about them in that specificity. What I'll say is all of my goals will hover around kind of value and purposeful work, and meaning in what I do on a day to day. And so when I think about my professional life, it's, output. It's contributing to the project management community, whether it's through the Everyday PM podcast, it's through mentorship, it's through teaching courses. So there are things that I have lined up. I have a course in the spring that I will be teaching. It will be very interesting on organizational leadership and the quality metrics behind how to measure, your output that way. So that should be a fun course to teach, something a little bit new for me. I'd like to put myself in more challenging positions, whether it's, working on very different types of projects, working with and collaborating with different people. It's also creating diversity in my network. So, Christina, I know you said attending networking events at least once a month. It's for me, it's ensuring that I try to diversify the people that I network with. So maybe they're not a project manager, but they're doing project management things. And so it's really growing the community in that way and continuing to strengthen the linkage between our everyday lives and our project management lives. And then from a personal perspective, those goals are yet to be documented. I'm sure I have things that are, in the physical side of wanting to be healthy and et cetera. And I think all of us want that, especially now living in this world where we're still in the middle of a pandemic and ensuring that, those people that I'm surrounded with, my loved ones, are also healthy and safe. And what does that mean from, is it contributing more time to spend with my mother? Making sure that she is alive, healthy, and active, and all of those things. So, I think my goals are going to focus on giving of myself, looking towards servant leadership, and what that means in both my personal and professional lives. I will figure out the smart part of it, very, very soon, because 2022 is right now. It's right around the corner. So, Christina, thank you so much for joining me and talking about goal setting. I think it's really important for our audience to understand that you can do it as well in your personal and professional lives. It's something that can be attainable. Find that accountability partner. I think it'd be a fun little side project for you as well. Something that you could create a lot of fun and motivation and inspire each other towards achieving both of your collective goals as well. So, Christina, is there any other thoughts you have on goal setting before we impart our wisdom on this audience?
Well, Anne, I always want to say, no matter what goals you set for yourself, I know you will achieve them. And this has been such a remarkable year for you. You launched this podcast. It's kind of crazy how far it's come. And I just want to thank you for constantly focusing your work on expanding our networks and really providing insight into the project management professional network.
Thank
So
you.
thank you very much. And I appreciate our friendship and our professional relationship. And I look forward to whatever 2022 brings its way.
Hey, and you've got great things going on at Yellow Brick Consulting. They are so lucky to have your insight and your creativity. I'm excited for the output of the content you guys are going to put out there. Healthcare or not, I think Yellow Brick is one of those places that is really paving the way for other organizations in terms of different ways of communicating. You don't see organizations putting out, interviews and these really professional looking interviews and podcasts and the information that you're putting out to your audience as well. And I think it's consumable by not only what you said is a niche market of these people who are working within the healthcare space, but there's a lot of learnings you can take just as either project managers or professionals as well. So, Christina, back at you. I'm excited for all of the opportunity that you have and the things that you're going to output alongside your organization. And I'm excited to support Yellow Brick and Christina's journey as well into 2022. So that will do it for this installment of the Everyday PM podcast. Christina, I'm so happy that you are joining me for this first podcast to kick off the new year. If folks want to follow you, continue the conversation, follow what you have in store for 2022, and watch you achieve your own goals, where can they find you online?
LinkedIn, Christina Olavidia, and at Yellow Brick Consulting, www.yellowbrickconsulting.com.
Fantastic. And you can also find me on LinkedIn. Give both of us a follow if you'd like to keep abreast of all the latest content that is coming from both Christina and I. Again, Christina, thank you for your continuous support of this podcast. Thanks to you and to the other guest hosts who have been so awesome about sharing your knowledge and your breadth of knowledge and experiences and just being so personable on this podcast and growing, helping grow this audience. So I want to thank you for your continued support of the Everyday PM podcast. For those of you who are listening or watching, you can support the Everyday PM podcast by giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It is also available on all of the other podcasting platforms, Google Play, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, you name it, whatever podcasting platform you're on, I am sure you can find the Everyday PM podcast there. Again, leave us a great review. You can also watch this episode on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/AnnCampia. Make sure to like, leave us a great comment, subscribe, and click that bell for notifications so that you know when the next episode is dropping. Again, thank you all for your time. I hope you're able to set your goals for this year. We can be your accountability partners here at the Everyday PM podcast. So make sure you write us, give us a comment about what you're looking to achieve. And we'll look forward to you chipping away and achieving those goals as well in this new year. That will do it for Christina and I. And until next time, everyone, take care.